Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's call the order to the Civil Service Board meeting for the Metropolitan Police Department for September 25th, 2025. First order of business will be to call the roll.
Olivia Deneau.
Mr. Jason Lefowitz, Ms. Charlotte Bible, myself, Elgin Simpson, Mr. Greg Smith, Mr. Cameron Daggett, Mr. Mark Oil, Captain
Williams,
and Mr.
Christian.
Next order of business will be public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment about any item on the agenda, please step forward and do so. We got to do verbal.
Jason Lefowitz.
Yeah.
Olivia Deneau.
Charlotte Bible.
Elgin Simpson.
Gregory Smith.
Cameron Dadgar.
Adam Markwell.
Kevin I. Williams.
Matthew Christian.
Next order of business will be public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment about any item on the agenda or not, please step forward and do so. Hearing none and seeing none, the next order of business will be the approval of the minutes from the regular meeting held August 28th, 2025. Motions or comment, please.
I'll give a motion to approve the minutes for August 20th, 2025.
Gregory Smith, second.
Motion by Mr. Daggett, second by Mr. Smith. Cast your vote, please. Display. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda will be the consent decree. Mr. Markwell.
Yes, sir. So for the consent agenda, we have seven eligibility lists for your consideration, all of them being open competitive, consisting of police recruit for August, police recruit NTN process for August, corrections recruit August, corrections recruit NTN August, 911 professional for August, supply technician and forensic scientist one for toxicology. And just a quick correction on one of your items for supply technician. The expiration date that it is showing on there says March 27th of 2027. It should be March 25th of 2027. So with that correction, I am open for any questions you may have.
Any questions or comments? Motion, please.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second. Moved by Ms. Bible, second by Mr. Lefowitz. Cast your vote. Display. Motion carries. Next item of business, section 3. Approval of a computer forensic lab supervisor commission, title change, and class specification update. Mr. Markwell.
So this is a very minor update. There was a title change to Digital Investigations Bureau Commission Supervisor to make it more aligned with the actual work at the Bureau, not just at the computer forensics. And then there were a couple of minor updates to wording in the class spec, but no changes to the actual duties or anything substantive.
Questions or comments?
I have a couple questions. So if it was just a name change, why would you have to go through PERS or the Police Retirement Fund Advisory Committee and Retirement Board for approval?
So it is a police fire position. So whenever we do have a police fire position, it does have to go through those two different approval steps to make sure that it is still covered by that. That was something that PERS required of us.
So it was a supervisor position previously, but this is for commission now?
It was commissioned previously as well. So it wasn't for a new approval with the police fire board or PERS. Oh. It was just the name change.
I have another question. So I know it's mostly just that name change, but it was the intent of this class specification to update it so it's more relevant or to what was actually happening in that bureau, right? It's more digital. It's not just computers, is that right?
Right, so the Bureau is called the Digital Investigations Bureau, and when this position was initially created, that Bureau did not exist. It was just the Computer Forensics Lab, and then that lab became part of that Bureau, and so they wanted to change the name so that in case in the future they did need to assign it a place other than just the Computer Forensics, that they can do that. As of this time, there were no changes to the duty or where they're assigned.
There were not changes to that. To the duties.
Correct. At this time, there are not.
Okay. I just saw that there's a lot of references to computer forensics still in the different essential functions and qualifications. So that's still applicable.
But correct.
The language in that classification is broad enough to cover other digital forensics because they changed the name because it's. Computers aren't the only thing they work on,
right?
Right. There's all kinds of devices now that are digital.
If there are changes to the essential functions in the future, then we will be submitting a change to that. But that change wouldn't need to go through PERS because the title would still be the same. But it would come before the board for your approval if the duties did change in the future.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Motion, please.
I move to approve the change to the class specification and then title change.
I'll second.
I'm not showing this as marked for possible action on the agenda.
It is.
Oh, it doesn't say possible action, but it is a business item.
It actually doesn't say it, but it is should have been marked.
Yes, so it's my understanding that any business items do have to have an action taken on them?
I don't think it does have to specify that,
oh.
Even though it always does.
So are we able to add that
at
this point and request an action be taken?
Will there be any detriment to the committee if we delay this action item item to the next meeting?
I don't see any issue with it.
Excuse me? What did you say?
It would have no impact on the LVMPD, that we would have no issue submitting it for next time.
I'll entertain a motion to table this till the next meeting.
You don't necessarily need to table it. You can just not take action on it. Because if you table it, then you've got to come back and untable it. So my recommendation would be to just take no action on the item at this time.
Okay. Item number 11 will not. Yes.
So I know there's normally that language for possible action or just for, I don't know what the other language would be. But it does say approve a computer forensic laboratory supervisor title change.
It does say approve. I don't think it's clear enough to ensure compliance with NRS 241.020. Just in the event that anyone were to submit an open meeting law complaint, I just.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion. Well, we'll just won't take any action on this item, and we'll deal with it at the next meeting. Next item of business is public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment about any item on or off the agenda, please step forward and do so. Hearing none and seeing none, this meeting's adjourned.